you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler Walsh is out with Nick Allen this weekend on some comedy. Where are you guys at?
Oh, with Nick Allen.
Oh, where you're at?
I'm at Rockhopper Brewing Company in Syracuse, Nebraska, Friday.
All right.
And then we're at Tavern on the Square in Lincoln on Saturday.
Okay.
And looks like we're with Gary Busey.
Gary Busey?
I'm just looking at Nick's
photo Nick used.
Yeah, use some stock photo.
That was a very Gary insular.
You looked at Nick's photo. Nick will be back tomorrow. He had some family stuff he's dealing with, but he's back tomorrow. So, and later this week, Jason Regan will be here. And tomorrow is
Cameron Logsdon.
Logsdon will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Too. So the sound of a wiener getting cut off is probably not a common noise. It shouldn't be. Then you're in the wrong business, you know.
No.
Maybe it is down at that body farm in Phoenix.
Should it make a sound?
See if Cameron can do an impression of it tomorrow.
Of a wiener getting cut off?
Yeah.
I think we can all do that impression.
Yeah, we'll make a tough one for him, right.
Maybe it squeaks like cheese.
Misophonia.
Misophonia, I think that's how they pronounce it.
Misophonia.
Which is what?
It's those little noises that just piss you off, that just annoy the hell out of you. You know, some people, they say it's sniffing, coughing, slurping, whatever that little tiny noise. This is a study that was published in the UK. 1 in 5 UK people are affected by this, they say.
Ticking of a clock, heavy breathing, yeah. Tapping.
I'll cop to this.
Clicking a pen, water dripping, rustling of paper or plastic, or smacking lips.
The sound of people chewing.
Yeah.
Drives me insane.
But I will have a mouthful of chips, and Christy will be at the counter looking at her iPad, and I'm looking right in her ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that annoys her.
I think everybody, has that, because when you're not chewing, somebody else is bugging you, and we've all chewed, and other people have been bugged by it. I know my wife... I never chew gum unless I'm on a plane for the ear thing. I put the gum in for the ear thing, and
I understand people getting annoyed.
Makes me throw away the gum immediately because I'm making too much noise.
By other people clicking a pen at work.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you lived in cubicle land at work, I could see how like a thousand of these things would end up
tapping
in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just tapping somebody in the passenger seat of a car.
Yeah.
They're just tapping their finger on something like that and hearing that. Or the driver, even for that matter.
A lot of them are those things like once you hear them once,
then they just
always stick out to you.
Right.
You know? It might not even be that big a thing, but you heard it that one time, you noticed it, and then you always hear it again. But they say that the experience of misophonia, they say, is more than just being annoyed. It can actually cause feelings of helplessness being trapped when people can't get away from the unpleasant sound.
Yeah, so, does this come under the same umbrella like people who don't like to hear the word moist?
It might.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that a form of misophonia?
Well, you just grow up then. It's a freaking word.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
I never understood that.
Right. I could see this if you can't control that, like you said. I mean, usually if you're with somebody you know personally, you can say, stop that, and they have to stop it, like chewing chips or something like that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the people and you're away from it and you can't interject your feelings because it's not your business.
Yeah, if you're on a plane or something.
Right,
you know, or
right.
Like you say, if you're in an office where you don't know everybody and you don't feel like you can say, hey, Jim, stop it.
Right.
You know, it says people's...
Jim.
Apparently you don't develop your misophonia till around age 12. You're unbothered up until then. I don't know why at age 12 things like that would start to bother you. But it would suck to be... Hate the sound of rain.
I like the sound of rain.
I like the sound of rain. Yeah.
Is it listed in there, rain?
Rain is in there. Babies crying. People screaming.
That makes sense, Todd, because I just got yelled at by a 13-year-old for getting that last little bit out of the cup with the straw.
Oh, I do that too. We all do that. But it,
oh yeah.
But it ends.
Everybody hates
it, but
that.
At least it ends.
But it was like the first time that I was just getting to the, and it was like 3 seconds, and she's like, "Jesus, will you stop?" I was like, "Ah." I didn't want.
Yeah.
That's a pretty annoying sound.
It is.
Somebody
it,
trying to suck the last little bit out of their Slurpee.
But I wasn't like I was doing
it. It's also finite. It ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I wasn't doing it over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Milkshake or Slurpee, you definitely need to keep sucking. Right.
This is just a regular glass with liquid and ice in it. And it just, yeah, you know, I got a death stare.
Oh, chewing ice too. I'll do that.
Oh,
people get mad about that. Yeah.
I live with an ice chewer.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
it's not it's not something that I appreciate.
No. Yeah. I live with four of them, but they're kind of cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
see, that does I don't mind that.
And when you spill the ice all over the floor, somebody's
there to
clean it up.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
The dog doesn't do it in a theater.
The ice chewer is his wife, obviously, what you're talking about here. Okay. He's an ice chewer from way back. Go ahead.
I'm a restless leg guy. That annoys people.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any noise.
Oh, if you're in...
tap, 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 tap.
I'm a 300-pound restless leg person. My girlfriend will yell at me.
What, your jeans rub together or what?
Rubbing together.
No, but I mean, I can shake a movie theater seat.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay.
Whatever it may be.
I can see that. If you get like
you're
both legs kind of going.
Or you're,
your knees kind of shaking back and forth.
Do you have the restless leg syndrome that you take drugs for? Or is that just...
No, I don't. I just self-diagnose. Yeah. But they shake a lot.
All right.
I'm just a fidgety person.
Okay, got it. All right.
But they say some people actually get like panic and like... They're actually like an elevated heart rate and things like that. It really stresses them out.
Yeah.
And what can you do about it? Can you treat that?
No, I don't think. I think just tell the person to shut the hell up.
Yeah, freak out.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really say in this article about you know.
But I remember. The clock ticking is hilarious.
No,
if you concentrate on it, I used to have an old fashioned clock. It was more for decoration, but it was also a hand clock at my condo. Remember that? And it was cool looking, modern looking piece of art, basically. But it made, everything was quiet, you could hear it clicking.
Yeah.
And so my buddy was visiting and he stayed on the couch basically all. And so while I was up the bed, I came up that one morning, I look up, there's the clock's missing. He got in the middle of the night and put it on the deck. I kept just laying there hearing this. I almost jumped off the balcony, basically, right? Yeah.
And you're like, dude, it was on the ground floor.
He threw it out the deck, yeah.
Misophonia clinics exist throughout the U.S. and elsewhere.
Well, that means you must have a real problem with every noise possible, then, walking
treatments
around.
Such as auditory distraction, white noise, headphones, and cognitive behavior therapy have shown some success in improving functioning. So I guess you can get over it.
Can't they
with
just,
treatment.
Don't you just say...
Get over it.
Grow up and get over it. Get out of here. Yeah. You know?
Apparently, it's not that easy.
I'm surprised nobody's tried to credit that misophonia in court for snapping.
Oh, right.
Like
right.
a killer or something.
Right.
Like, I have severe.
Yeah. All I heard was the sound of his wiener tapping my wife.
Smack, smack, smack.
Smack, smack, smack.
Oh, nice.
I went nuts and I cut it off.
I went to the craft drawer.
I cut it off a year later. Yeah. I started getting pissed about it.
Right. He probably didn't use the good scissors.
No.
Everybody's got the good scissors.
But even then, they're not that sharp, Todd.
Nope.
In fact, I would think if your wiener's not excited, it might fold.
Oh,
the scissors. The scissor would just fold over. Right.
These are scissors he'd probably been cutting the cardboard Casey's coupons out of the pizza for years.
It's just dull as hell. It would just fold inside the scissors.
Right, it would work more like a wrench.
Right.
Yeah. You're just squeezing the base of it.
Harder
than it's ever been squeezed.
Ladies, you don't know what that feels like. And believe me, every guy listening right now is grabbing and saying, "You're okay, boy. You're okay, boy." I know I'm doing the same thing. Look here, Push. You can see me, right?
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Don't do that, ladies. Or guys, don't cut off your buddy's wiener, you know?
Or anybody's.
Yeah.
Even your enemies.
Yeah, that is definitely in the category of I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Oh, the wiener thing?
Yeah.
Especially the folding scissors one, you know?
Now, see, the misophonia, they're talking here, it says often those with misophonia feel bad about themselves for reacting the way they do, especially when they're responding to sounds made by loved ones. So they try to, I shouldn't get this upset about it because it's my wife, it's my kid, it's my whatever, it's somebody I care about.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because that's where you're hearing it the most.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who you're around the most.
Right.
That's who's annoying you the most.
Right.
Yeah. I've turned up the TV to cover up the sound of someone chewing
that
I can hear.
Oh yeah.
Cuz like our house, the living room and the kitchen and the little eat-in bar, it's all kind of one big open area. Open. So that noise drives me insane.
Yeah. I think that's why we stopped eating on the air. We used to eat on the air. And I've heard, and I was on the other side of that, listening to the radio and somebody eating on the air.
Oh, it's terrible.
I said, we should never do that again.
It's terrible.
Oh, we used to do that on the show all the time because we had food.
Yeah.
And we'd just be eating.
Well, we just wanted to annoy people.
I know.
Mission accomplished.
That's what you want to do. We want people just to turn away the radio. So we just ate on the air all the time. Yeah. Then I heard it one time. I thought, man, you know. I know what this is. I used to date a girl that smoked, and I was on the phone with her. And I hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We didn't last anyway. That wasn't a reason. But I thought, that was like so rude. If you smoke, I'm not going to give you crap for smoking, but don't talk on the phone because you do that.
And certainly don't eat while we're on the phone.
All that.
I've like told people, like, just call me back when you're done.
Right. Oh.
I don't want to be on the phone with you while you're eating.
No.
It's bad enough to hear people chewing when I'm in the room.
Right.
But over the phone, it seems to be magnified.
How about the sound of a gurgling bong? Would that bother you if I was on the phone with you and I took a bong hit?
No, that wouldn't bother me.
No, what would bother me is I know that the phone call was going to last an hour and a half now.
No, I'm not like that.
No.
Oh, I've been on some long phone calls.
It's a weird sound, but if it's right in the phone, you know.
Yeah.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
I'm sure I was guilty of that.
I would reach the phone. I would cut your weirder off if you do that. I'm going to stop that now. That's where I'm going to start with. If you're smoking on the phone with me, you know, nobody smokes anymore.
I also get annoyed when people are on the phone and they're driving and they've got the windows down and the sunroof open and it's just there's a ton of wind noise.
Oh, yeah. You can't hear them. Yeah.
And if I have to answer the phone in the car, which I prefer not to anyway, right. If I have the windows down and the sunroof open, I will wait, roll the windows up, close the sunroof, and then answer the phone.
I like to answer the phone when I'm on the toilet, so I can go, I've done this with the pussy before. I go, okay. I go, yeah, we can do that. I'm calling about a guest. Who is it?
That is worse than the smoke.
Well, there was one specific time, Tyler, where I called him about a guest. He did not pick up, and then 3 to 5 minutes later, I got a call back from him. Sorry, I didn't answer. I was trimming my balls. And I went, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
You didn't need to pick up.
No, that would have been a different sound altogether.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You should concentrate on that job.
Yeah. Well, especially because you got scissors down there.
Yeah.
Oh, you use scissors?
Well, at that point, I was getting some longer hairs off there somewhere. I don't remember.
He had a wild hair, literally.
Am I the only guy that touches the blade directly to the sack
saves
everybody it that way?
Yeah. You must
I
have
ain't
a,
doing that.
You
got,
no,
yeah,
really?
No, I ain't doing that.
No way. I have some.
It's safe for your face, and I found no more effective.
Yeah.
You can't put clippers down there.
Yeah, you can.
Clippers will snag you.
Not with the guard.
The guard.
Yeah, put a guard on.
Yeah.
Put the guard on.
Because if you put the guard on, it's not clean.
Not going for clean.
I like clean.
This isn't sports.
I don't want to be an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
No, I want to be. I want that sack to be clean.
Yeah, it's chicken. It's like
clear of crops.
It's like a chicken wiener.
Here's the difference between your face and your sack, though, Todd.
Your face and my sack.
And I didn't think I was going to say that today.
Yeah, you did.
The face has a definite shape.
Right.
Yeah. There's a bone structure to your face that keeps the skin in place.
It snags.
It's all over the place down there.
Sometimes you got to tug it and put it in the right position. Sometimes you got to smack it so it tightens up a little bit.
Man, you're getting me chubbing up over here, man.
And then, why am I picturing him with a
ironing board,
a vise mounted on the counter of his bathroom.
Yeah.
Like out in the shop.
Yeah. No, it's usually in the shower, and I got water going over it. So, you know, there's
probably helps.
There's lubricant.
That probably helps. Yeah.
If you're in danger of it getting lopped off, is it better to be groomed or ungroomed? Do you need the distraction of the manscape?
Anything to gross the guy out trying to cut your wiener off.
Well, I'm pretty sure if they're going to reattach it, they're going to have to do a lot of shaving. You don't want to get a pubic hair in the middle of a stitch. Yeah. That'll get infected. Then they got to take it off again. Oh, we got to remove it again. There was a pube in there. Sorry.
In that movie, The Package, they show the wrong wiener on the guy. Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there's two different guys who lost their wieners in the hospital, and they accidentally sew the wrong wiener on the one guy. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that. Yeah.
That actually is one of the guys from The Workaholics.
Yeah,
the,
it is.
The second guy.
It is, yeah.
He was the only one in the movie.
He's funny, man. Yeah, it's a good show.
What's the old movie where they put the guy's toe on his, the spoof movie? They put his nose on his toe sneezes and it flies off. It's Leslie
Nielsen?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's probably the one, The Naked Guns?
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's it.
I think you're right. It was. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we're all over the board with that one.
We got a story here we need to get to before Tyler leaves.
Sure.
It just came in. Did you see this? It's a metal detecting story.
Oh, okay. He showed metal detecting?
Yeah, of course. A couple weeks ago, I did. Right. I haven't.
Oh, yeah, anything good? Any more hooker pennies? Another good?
This is a good one.
This is the dream here, Tyler.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Todd. You got it.
I'm buffering.
Oh, well, this is out of Australia.
Amateur metal detectorist unearthed a 2.6 kilogram gold nugget worth 130,000 pounds over in Australia.
That picture is odd. Between his crotch, he's holding two nuggets.
And that's not the guy who did it. It said the guy who found it wants to stay anonymous, but this was at a place where they used to mine gold. So he knew he had a good chance of finding something. I'm guessing he didn't think he was going to find 2.6 kilograms.
Yeah, because that's usually people have done that for years and probably gets cleaned out.
It's all his?
I think that's a finder's keepers. Am I, Walsh? I mean,
If
you found that on somebody else's property, is it theirs or is it yours to keep?
Why would you even tell them? You take it somewhere else and get rid of it.
It depends on how claims go. Yeah. You know, somebody had a claim. There's got to be some sort of a claim on.
If you would find that, I wouldn't report it. Drive to another state, find a gold place, and sell it.
Yeah. You know? Because, like, if you find an old government treasure like something they know, they'll come take that.
Of course they will.
Or, major.
Yeah.
Like, if you find gold sacks and coins, they're going to take a treasure, on it.
And I wouldn't know.
Have you found anything worth anything yet?
To me, that looks like a piece of chicken. Yeah. I'd say, it's just a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Well, it says this was found. It's Victoria's gold fields. It says where miners from all over the world once descended during the 1850s gold rush. So I would guess that if there was a gold claim to it, it's probably lapsed at this point, and it's probably just public land.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, places that have claims, but you're able to, like, if you get in the Gold Prospectors of America or whatever, they have tons of claims.
So when you ask a guy if they could dig in their yard, and I know you've done that, if you found it, they ever to say if you find anything, we'll split it?
Sometime. There's people that I haven't run into that, but some people do look at places where they're like, if we find this much, we'll give you this. Or if there's anything that relates to the property directly, like heirlooms of your family,
you can
things
have
like that.
Okay,
yeah.
I seem to recall when we bought that property in Colorado that we had like the water rights on the acreage we had, but I think the state still had the mineral rights. I could be wrong on that, but there was some kind of technicality.
You know, Walsh, he came out that metal detector. He could have done that all
afternoon.
Yeah, but
then he would have had to give it to the state.
No, sure.
So,
why'd you tell anybody?
Everybody's let me keep my wheat pennies.
Yeah.
Well, dead hookers can't collect.
Nobody's been like, that's a 1919.
Dead hookers don't talk, man.
Yeah,
we all know
dead
that.
Hookers cannot
What's
collect.
What's the single most valuable wheat penny out there? Is there a particular year that's the mother load?
I think that's the key word, load, by the way.
I think it's like the 1909 VDB. Or and how much, we talked about it. I'm
how much would something like that be worth? Thousands?
Yeah, I think
double,
way more than
probably
that.
Double.
Yeah.
Maybe new Yaris. Maybe another Yaris maybe in your future. You know, more expensive one. They still make those?
Yaris?
I don't think so.
They don't make the Yaris anymore? All right. Go see Tyler Walsh along with Nick Allen this weekend, Friday and Saturday, right?
Looks like about $500 you could get for a 1909 VDB wheat penny.
Ah, okay. That's more than double. Yeah.
Good
that,
math.
That would allow me to have a really good week.
Yeah, yes, it would. That's Friday and Saturday, right?
Yes, Friday and Saturday with Nick Allen.
You have the list there ready to go? Tell us real quick.
Oh, I'm bad.
It was Syracuse and Lincoln.
Yeah, Syracuse and Lincoln with Nick
Syracuse,
Allen.
Nebraska.
Yep, Syracuse, okay. Nebraska.
Tune in tomorrow when Nick's here to find out exactly where.
Yeah, Nick will know.
Right, we'll give you more details. Yeah. We've narrowed it down. Somewhat.
It's right here. Rock Hopper Brewing Friday in Syracuse, Nebraska. Tavern on the Square with Nick and Lincoln on Saturday.
Cameron Logsdon tomorrow. Nick will be back. Jason Regan later this week. TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast. We're on all the podcast platforms. Thank you for downloading that. And also, you can answer any question or talk about stuff that you've heard on the podcast if you're behind on the show live. Anytime, you know, weeks, months, you know.
On the Twitter, that's at TNT Radio Empire. Email TNT.
You want to cut a wiener off 8 months later, give us a call.
Man. No, don't care. Don't do that.
Lop it right off.
No, don't do that.
Email's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Patronize the advertiser here on the radio station, the podcast, because if they advertise with us, you know they're cool. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Tom and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.